Have no fear. There is not a full-length sermon this morning. This is not my usual stack of paper here. Just some thoughts to share with you before we hear from our choirs again. A few months ago on Martin Luther King Sunday, I shared the story of how the junior high school I attended in southern West Virginia in the late 1950s had its name changed from that of a prominent African-American historian to a United States president. It happened when what had been a school for what was then called Negro children in my hometown, this was a couple hundred miles below the Mason-Dixon line, it was converted into a junior high school for both white and black students. In that place, even an integrated school apparently had to have the name of a white person on it if white kids were going to attend. Well, since I delivered that sermon, like I said, it was about 5 weeks ago, my mother sent me a newspaper article from Charleston, West Virginia, about this very issue. And there on the front page of the Charleston, West Virginia Gazette was a picture of Dr. Carter G. Woodson next to my old junior high school, William McKinley Junior High. The article had to do with efforts to restore in some fashion the name of Carter Woodson to my old junior high school. I say in some fashion since I don't know if the school itself will be renamed, but attempts are being made to keep Dr. Woodson from obscurity. But the other picture in this article, right on the front page of the Gazette, I was delighted to see, was that of my sister, Reverend Rose Eddington, who attended the same school 2 years behind me. She and her husband, you know them both, many of you have met them, Reverend Mel Hoover, they're an interracial couple, and they are the co-ministers of the UU congregation there in Charleston. So Rose apparently got herself involved in efforts to restore Dr. Woodson's name. Well, those of you who may not have been here 5 weeks ago or have not heard me tell this story before could be wondering who it is I am talking about. This Carter Woodson. Make that Dr. Woodson. Well, if we connect a few dots, he's the reason we're having the service we're having here today. Dr. Woodson was an outstanding early 20th century African-American educator and historian, second African-American after William E.B. Du Bois to earn a Ph.D. from Harvard in 1912. His family roots were the same place as mine, southern West Virginia. He was a dean at West Virginia State College, an historically black college just across the Kanawha River from my hometown of St. Albans. It was through his efforts in 1926 that a Negro History Week, as it was then called, was established. Dr. Woodson was well aware that the way history is told depends upon who's doing the telling and from what perspective. What he started clear back in 1926 has now become Black History Month. Dr. Woodson was well ahead of his time in recognizing the importance of racial and ethnic studies in this country when it comes to a more comprehensive understanding of our shared past. Yes, in one sense, all of us Americans, share a common past. But the various components of our society, particularly those racial and ethnic components, have each played a special role in that shared past. And unless we have a better understanding of those roles, then our understanding of our present day is diminished. The very fact that I did not attend Carter G. Woodson Junior High School meant that I was deprived of learning of a significant individual from my home state, and deprived of learning of the many significant roles that persons of color have played in the greater story that is the story of America. So I'm glad we're doing some sharing in our worship today with a sister congregation in our community, a congregation that has its roots in one of the most vital institutions in our nation's history, that being the African American Church, a sustaining force in the lives of millions of our citizens over the centuries. It was this institution, in fact, that gave us Martin Luther King and all that flowed from his amazing ministry. So I thank Jed Holland for inviting some folks from the New Fellowship Baptist Choir, along with their director, to be with us today to join our choir. We're not done yet either. Next Sunday, as part of this cultural and interfaith exchange, our choir will be over at their place of worship to share in their service. So before they sing for us, I want to leave with just some words from the late Reverend Howard Thurman. Like Dr. Woodson, Reverend Thurman has not really been given his place in our nation's history that he deserves either. He was one of this nation's truly outstanding ministers, an African-American minister. I've long appreciated some very short words of his. They've been one of the guiding beacons for me during the course of my ministry here with you and the other places where I've been a minister as well. Howard Thurman once said, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Time to hear from some people who have come alive. Yeah, you're on. Okay.